Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our Christmas series that we're calling Evermore Proclaim. And we're looking at this reality that Christmas reveals the song of your heart. And we're actually looking at some of the songs we sing at Christmas time, some of the carols that we sing, the traditional songs we sing, and looking at the theology of those songs. And this Sunday, we were looking at O Come, Emmanuel, and sort of an interesting song. It's in the minor key, and it sort of seems somber in tone, and, you know, Israel in lonely exile here. And then all of a sudden, it bursts out in rejoice, rejoice, right? Emmanuel will come to thee, O Israel. And we looked at sort of the history of that, what it's pointing us to in the scriptures. So we went to Matthew chapter 1, where Matthew tells us, right, about the angel telling Mary and Joseph, she's going to have a baby, you're going to name him Jesus, he's going to save the people from his sins. And Matthew tells us this was to fulfill what the prophet said. And he's talking about Isaiah chapter 7 and the prophet Isaiah saying, right, that the virgin will conceive and she's going to have a child, right? And they're going to call him Emmanuel, right, which means God with us. And so we walked through that. We actually kind of zoomed out, looked at the whole history of Israel up to that point in time, particularly through the exile and the longing for Messiah to come, the longing for God to send this person who is going to make all things right, and just how, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years, the people had been through oppression, governments taking up, nations taking them over, nations exiling them, the Babylonians, and then the Persians, and the Greeks, and then the Romans, and then finally Jesus comes, and he's born into the world, and the angels proclaim, right, that the one you've all been waiting for, he's here. And we tried to just sort of emotionally get inside of that moment and understand, you know, the longing is over, the waiting is over. Emmanuel has come. God is with us. And then I told a story, and I'm going to tell the story. I've been kind of sharing this story this week. I got an email from a lady in our church who said that she and her life group this week, they are coming up soon here. They're putting together these blessing bags. She was asking me, hey, does LifePoint have, you know, any like invite cards, just inviting people to church? And I asked her the story of, I said, tell me what's going on here. And she proceeded to tell me this story about how she went to a local pizza place here in town. And she had to wait 45 minutes for the pizza. And it was just so clear. They were crazy understaffed and everybody was super stressed out. And the way that story usually ends, at least in my own life, you know, I feel this temptation. I hear it from others, right? Is that, you know, the temptation is to sort of just grumble and complain about it, right? I can't believe I had to wait 45 minutes. This is ridiculous, right? What is the pandemic doing? Why is everybody so understaffed, et cetera, et cetera? And yet she said, you know, I was listening and I was watching these employees and I heard people calling on the phone. They were just kind of lighting up this girl who was working there, who it was like her second day on the job, right? And clearly it's not her fault. And so, you know, this lady in our church and her life group, she said, you know, I've been asking the way, how can we give back? And so she said, my life group, we decided to put together blessing bags and they're putting, you know, gift cards in there and the gospel and invitation to church. And just, they're going to bless a bunch of employees across the city who just seem like they're in those industries that are like, they're overstressed, they're tired, just overwhelmed by everything that's going on. And I'm reading this and I'm like praising God. I'm just like, oh God, thank you. Praise God. This is amazing. And I tell you that story and I think maybe we wonder like, hey, what does that story have to do with Christmas time and Emmanuel and God with us? And I told our folks on Sunday, I said, look, when we really believe, when we really embrace the reality of Emmanuel, God with us, that God has come to us in our exile. And, you know, we look at the Israelites' exile, but really you can go back to the Garden of Eden and our exile from the garden, from God's presence because of our sin. And then we believe that God promised that one would come who would restore the brokenness, who would heal us, who would cleanse us of our sin. And he sent him in the form of Jesus. He himself, right, God's own son, stepped out of heaven into earth, into our suffering, into our exile, to restore us and to cleanse us. And through Jesus's birth and life and death and resurrection from the grave, we can be forgiven and have new life. And our deepest problem, our sin, solved by Christ dying on the cross for us to pay the penalty for our sin and his resurrection, that we can be made new in him. I mean, when you really embrace that and believe that, and you say, now the Holy Spirit of God lives in me, here's how these things connect. It results in life change, in transformation. And it plays itself out in moments like these, when we walk into a pizza place, right? This is our faith in action. When you walk into a pizza place and the people behind the counter they're not objects for us to vent our frustration at, but rather they're people, they're image bearers of God for whom Christ died. And the gospel enables us, the Holy Spirit enables us and empowers us to just act differently in those scenarios, to come away not grumbling and complaining, but saying, you know what, how might we bless folks who are hurting in this season? And so I told our folks, I said, you know, I heard a pastor recently talk about how he was invited to speak at a certain event, and the mayor's office told him he was really nervous to speak there, he said, and the mayor's office said, you know, the reason that you're here, the reason we invited you to come speak here, is because every time something is broken in our city, someone from your church is there trying to fix it. And maybe they're not always doing that perfectly, but they're there trying to fix it. And I heard that, and I told our staff, and I told our, you know, the Delaware campus, I said, man, I so hope that for our church, that just increasingly God would use us in that way, and that we would just be out consistently loving people, not just preaching the gospel, but embodying the gospel, living it out in these tangible ways as we serve others and love others and make Christ famous in our cities, in Central Ohio, across the state, across the nation, across the world, that, you know, at least here locally, we would be known for that. That, man, every time something is broken, there are people there, these Jesus lovers, who are there trying to fix it. And I think if we do that, it is a tangible way that we live out the hope of Christmas, the hope of Emmanuel, God with us, and not just at Christmas time, but every day through the year. Let me take a moment. I want to pray for us to that end, and then I want to encourage you just to take a moment and pray for yourself today. Heavenly Father, we love you, and we thank you that you have not left us alone here, not left us in lonely exile here, but Jesus, you came for us. God, you sent your Son in the flesh to come and to live and to die for us, and then you raised him from the grave on the third day, and Jesus, you promised because you live, we too will live. God, thank you for the hope of the gospel. Thank you for new life, and help us, Father. May that translate into action in our lives and into good works, not because we're trying to earn your love, but because we have it already, because you have loved us. And may we be light to the darkness around us. Father, we love you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a moment now and pray for yourself.